It's Loving the Strange with Carrie Jones and Sean Farrar. Loving the Strange, a podcast for weirdos and those who want to be weirder. Embrace the strange. New episodes every Saturday, live streaming Fridays. Loving the Strange. Check us out. Hey! Welcome.
Oh, hey,
and wake up, Sean Kelly.
Yeah, you woke
me up. Hey, welcome to Loving the Strange.
I was just dreaming about this hot little newspaper reporter from New Hampshire.
Oh my God. Am I going to have to go kick somebody's butt?
No, because they live in Harbor now.
Oh, nosies. That means I'm really going to have to kick somebody's butt.
Your own?
No.
Be careful. You might fall down.
What?
If you kick your own butt, you might fall down nowadays.
What?
Anyways, hey, dude.
Hey, D is here.
You're slacking, baby.
Oh, you know what? The reason why I'm slacking is it turns out, though, I just got a very important message from StreamYard, which is what we use.
What did it say? Are they going to cut us off?
It said that we had no recording time left, so I'm stressed that this isn't recording.
Oh, that would be
And if this isn't recording,
it says it's live.
We're in trouble because we won't be able to like put the audio.
Yeah, how can you have limited recording time?
Because I don't delete everything like a good person.
Oh my God.
I know. Happy
Well, what's
Halloween.
Limited? Is it more than an hour or less than an hour?
Oh, it's like 50 hours.
No, but what's our time left?
None. It said we were over.
Oh.
Yeah.
So we're not going to be able to share this tomorrow?
God only knows. But that's okay. Less work, man. Less work.
That's horrible.
So D says, hey, hey. And Kaylin says your spicy chip names are funny.
Do you have one?
Yeah.
You stole my thing?
Of course I did.
Why? What's yours?
Mine is Carrie didn't even try the chip.
Because I can't see it.
Mine was Sean made his own name, which for people who can't see the podcast is what, Shawnee?
Sean the spicy chip loser.
And mine is Carrie, who didn't even try the spicy chip. Because last time we were here, Sean tried a spicy chip.
I should have made you eat that other half I took out of my mouth.
I thought you loved me.
I do.
Well, that's why you didn't.
That's true.
All right. So, John Bell says, hello, hello, watching from work truck. 12th day of 16-hour work days. Congratulations, Carrie, on your award. Much deserved. Aw, John Bell.
That's awesome.
I know. John's
Except
the
for
one.
The 12, 16-hour work days in a row. But, hey, at least you're getting paid though. We time to watch us.
Hey, did you? You could tell everybody what John does.
Oh, he's a he works.
He's
for,
someone who deserves an award.
He works for a major electrical supplier in Florida.
And so Florida just had a what?
That's why he's working so much for hurricane recovery.
Yeah. So yeah. John really deserves the awards, not
and he's been working for them forever.
Probably another reason for an award.
Yeah.
Probably yeah. Yeah. So thanks for doing that, John. Putting in those hours. That's a lot of days.
Yeah, it means a lot to a lot of people.
Yeah, because power is good. Oh, and yeah. Doug Marshall's here. Hi, Doug. And Dee is driving. Dee, be careful. She'll be back in 15.
Oh, my God. So much could happen in 15.
I know. And Caitlin says, hi, happy Friday. And Susie says, hi from Bangor. Well, actually, hey. Susie, we hope you feel better. Susie has been ill.
Susie's been ill?
With the vid.
But wasn't her husband ill, too?
Yeah.
Yeah,
so.
Is he doing all right?
I'm not quite so sure how Art's doing, but Susie is doing hopefully better. Hopefully they're both doing better.
I saw the younger Art in the store the other day, and he must be doing all right. Yeah. I think he was on his lunch break, and he bought some incredible food, like a Mountain Dew, one of the red ones. It was like a code red.
No, he did
and
not.
And like, I think it was a pint of Ben and Jerry's.
I don't know.
I may not be accurate, but it was a good mix like that.
That sounds like Halloween food. Where we live, there's a road where our house is, and it's where all the kids in town trick or treat.
All the kids in the county.
Yeah, and we always have really bad Halloween, like nutrition wise, food that night because
it's
like
Halloween, babe.
Because there's like.
You what are you gonna
candy.
Slide down some quinoa?
it. Yes.
Some of that. What's that other crap you eat there?
Crap I eat?
Yeah, the stuff that's like vegetables? Moldy.
Tempeh?
Tempeh, yeah. We're going to slide them down little tempeh bars. Although a lot of kids on this island probably love it.
Tempeh is delicious.
The kids from off the island would be like, what is this crap?
You know what? I probably have a healthier stomach because I eat tempeh, whereas you eat spicy nacho chips that burn your intestines.
Well, yeah, but so what? That's what kills the bugs, man. Those nacho-flavored Doritos have a purpose.
Well, this should be an appropriately scary story for Halloween, honestly.
What?
Ooh, the doggy growled.
I had nothing.
You think it's nothing, but the dog is growling. It could be a ghost. It could be a zombie. It could be the spicy chip come back to haunt your intestines 2 weeks later.
Spicy chips didn't play with my intestines. Well,
not yet.
Unless you count the lower intestines.
No one, that's too much information.
Because that second day was hot. First day, no problem. No, it was the first day. It was the second round, and the third round of the first day was hot.
Baby.
Yeah?
That's too much information.
No, I was very cautious with the information I gave out. I
still think. At least
I didn't go into any detail.
All right.
Yeah.
So this podcast, because we couldn't think of a podcast, was simply named Halloween. And...
We had a little trouble.
And it's about the strange aspects of Halloween, including creepy, strange Halloween stories, strange Halloween facts, and what else, Shawnee?
I don't know. You've already beaten my research
and
pattern.
Spicy Halloween chips.
My God, that would be the best Halloween, like a little tiny baby bag of super hot Doritos. Like,
you would kill the children of Bar Harbor,
I'd give
Maine.
That to everybody.
No.
There'd be diaper explosions all over the world on November 1st.
You're such a wicked human. All right, you ready? Ready?
Oh, I'm ready.
Are you going to start us off?
I don't know.
Want me to start off with a scary story?
I don't know. I could start off by talking about Halloween and what it is.
All right. Ready.
Right now?
That's what starting off means. Yes.
Okay. So Halloween's origins date back to the ancient Celtic festival of Samhain. Although it looks like Samhain. But
can you tell us what your source is?
No. It's my brain. My brain from history.com.
Okay.
All right. Mostly in the area that is now Ireland.
Ireland.
Yeah.
And you're Irish, right?
Well, not according to Ancestry.com.
You're a tiny bit.
I merged into Scottish now. Anyways, and Northern France.
Wait, and your DNA?
Huh?
Your DNA or Halloween?
No, the tradition, the ancient Celtic tradition.
Oh, all right.
From Ireland. And France.
Okay, but Northern France.
They celebrated their New Year on November 1st.
Our cat's itching in the background. Yeah.
Where? Oh. Well, I just flea treated them, so little fleas are probably going all over the place.
There's no fleas.
The fleas are fleeing. Anyways, it marked the end of summer and the harvest and the beginning of the dark, cold winter. I totally agree with these people. A time of year is often associated with human death. It's the death of your soul.
It's the death of our marriage, the death of the fleas, the
death
of your intestine.
It's like a plant. It dies in the winter. It comes back in the spring.
Kind of like your intestine.
Our marriage. Is what I'm talking about. Anyways, the Celts believe that on the night before the new year, the boundary between the worlds of the living and the dead became blurred. On the night of October 31st, they celebrated Samhain, but it was believed that the ghosts of the dead returned to Earth.
Can I have a break?
Yes, you may address Chris Walsh.
Christopher Walsh asked if you ate the chip yet, and I would say...
I ate half the chip. 2 weeks ago.
He knows.
And I spent the other half. I've been saving it in the bucket.
Of spit chip stuff?
So when I need my truck detailed, the detailer is going to have to eat that other half.
And for those of you who don't know, Christopher Walsh has a wonderful auto detailing business.
And I'll pay him double. If he lets me film it.
All right. Continuing anyways, on.
On the night of October 31st is when the realm boundary became blurred. And the dead could return to Earth. Right?
Yeah.
So, people began the tradition of wearing costumes so the dead people that came back to Earth wouldn't recognize them. But that's not really part of the tradition, and it doesn't have much to do with modern day Halloween, unless I'm wrong, is that people on October 31st, people would light their hearths, their fireplaces, and then go to work or whatever and let them burn out. And they went to a celebration of a bonfire type, and there were sacrifices and stuff that night, and they all brought home like a little burning ember to relight their hearth. So like, a new flame, a new beginning.
Yes.
Right?
Right.
So during the celebration, they wore costumes, animal heads and skins and stuff like that.
You would have been so into that.
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I would have worn a penguin.
What?
Just a little penguin on my head. No, I'm just kidding.
In ancient Ireland, you'd have had a penguin.
I would have gone and got me one.
Okay, sure. Susie said that was known as the thin times.
Oh, I'm sure I would have been a little thinner back then, but, you know.
I wonder if thin means thin between the veil of earth and spiritual.
Right. Yep.
Or planes, I guess, earthly planes.
I mean, it's just like a beaded curtain, really.
One of the kinds,
the
like,
70s.
In the, like, the discos and then, like, the Mark Wahlberg movies about porn.
You just
back
gotta
then.
Figure out how to part it and walk right through.
But I also wonder if thin times, like, references, like, hey, you're skinny because it's winter and there's not as much food around. Like, it could be both.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe not?
I don't know. All
right.
Wasn't as many vegetables around. There was, like... They were doing keto in the wintertime.
They were ketoing it.
Well, look.
Anyways.
That's straight up keto right there. Not just the meat, but the fat.
Yeah, that would be pretty hardcore keto. So. What do you think about that?
That translated into the modern day custom of jack-o'-lanterns for the fire and costume wearing for the avoidance of being recognized by the dead that cross back over.
Or the cops.
Well.
When you're doing naughty things.
That's not really good practice. Like, if you're wearing a costume and somebody says, hey, the skeleton guy just smashed my pumpkin. And you happen to be the skeleton guy in the area of the smashed pumpkin, you know. You're still going to go down.
All right. So what I saw about masks from, I can't say that word, but this is from Factiny, is that the tradition of wearing scary costumes on Halloween comes from the ancient Celts, and they had a creepy reason for doing so because they believed dressing up like demons would confuse the evil spirits who roamed around that night and during Samhain, right?
Yeah.
And then the other reason I saw was like prior to World War II, I think. I can't find it now. But it was basically like, hey, we don't want the cops to know that we're toilet papering like the trees and doing these pranks.
Yeah.
So here it says, and this is from The Grunge. So why not? Common pranks included scaring people by pulling cabbages through fields so the cabbages look like they were moving on their own, removing manhole covers because who doesn't want someone to fall in a manhole? Deflating tires, filling houses with an acrid smoke via the keyhole, or even putting stuffed dummies on railroad tracks to freak out the train engineers. Worse, it says, kids in urban
areas are hardcore back then.
Oh, yeah.
Good Lord.
There's nothing else to do. There is no TikTok. So, worse, kids in urban areas might set fires, break windows, trip pedestrians, cover people in flour or ashes, and most dangerously, wax the streetcar tracks, causing dangerous crashes. And so then the Great Depression allegedly was the height of these pranks. And then in the 1930s, civic groups were like, we need to do something. We need to stop this. And so they started like introducing, quote, safer ways for young people to engage with the holiday, including Halloween parties and trick-or-treating. It mostly worked, it says. But in some areas of the U.S., the night for pranks and vandalism just got moved to October 30th, known as Mischief Night, Goosey.
Really?
Mischief Night, Goosey Night, or Devil's Night. They didn't
that didn't last long.
They didn't have Goosey Night in Florida Bay?
No, Halloween was Halloween. That's when you went out and threw your toilet paper or do whatever you want to do.
I feel like there's
I'm probably not going to talk too much about that.
I feel like there's a joke in Goosey Night.
There's a little thing about called Fifth Amendment. Oh, yeah. You walk around goosing everybody.
I don't know if that's what they meant. Susie.
You said, oh, I didn't know you were a girl. You got a costume on.
What?
Like, you can say,
I think you probably just crossed a line.
I thought I was goosing my
probably
friend,
the thin line.
My male friend.
All right. Anyways, Susie says that the thin.
Times
was about between the living and the dead, and bonfires were built at each end of the village, and the local priest would walk through the village and farms blessing them, and people were encouraged to dress as saints. That's not as fun.
No, not at all.
And carved pumpkins and turnips were used as lanterns.
Yeah, you know, the actually before pumpkins it was turnips that were carved. Also originating in Ireland.
So, continuing on about the history of it, right? And again, according to Grunge, in the times before World War II, Halloween celebrations might have been tiny whirlwinds of lawlessness for youth who wanted to set fire to their teacher's porch or whatever. But law, more recently, has cracked down on what is and isn't acceptable behavior. Right?
Oh, yeah.
So there's some laws in certain towns in the United States where it's like you can't wear a mask. You can't wear anything that might cover your face, like a fake beard. You can't, like, and in Belleville, Illinois, allegedly, you can't, if you're over 12 years old, you can't wear a mask. And in Newport News, Virginia, allegedly, if you're over 12, you can't trick or treat at all.
I would never live in either one of those places.
Because they're no fun?
No, they're no fun.
Well, they might be fun in other ways.
You can't wear a mask. What kind of crime rate you got?
They probably have no crime.
Yeah, well, crap.
It's like that town in Footloose where they couldn't even dance.
I know, where the creatures would come up out of the ground and eat them.
Yeah.
That's a different movie. That's called Tremors. Good job,
I don't know how we both know that. Oh, right.
Anyways.
All right.
That's like here in our town. We used to have a pretty free for all type of Halloween until some joker decided to put a pipe bomb in a vending machine on one of our major streets and blow the smithereens out of it.
What?
Yeah.
What?
That's what happened. And then it was all.
Tell me this story.
I just told you this.
No, story. I need more detail. When was this?
It was before my time as a police officer. Somebody put a pipe bomb inside of a Coke vending machine on either Quadridge or Main, but right near the intersection, and blew the shit out of it. Like, it was blocks away, pieces of the machine.
Did anybody get hurt?
No.
Oh, that's good.
But after that, Halloween prankism got locked down.
Oh, my gosh. Well, it used to be that everybody would just walk around and, like, ledge on the road.
Yeah.
But now they block off and barricade the road, so it's safer. Like, it's all about safety.
Well, I'm sure a lot of communities do that nowadays.
When I was a kid, we would just run around in the dark, man.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
then you trip over things.
Oh, God, yeah. My Halloween costumes were always all ripped up.
I'm sure.
And I never had, like, a parent chaperone.
It's a rough way to make a living.
Did your parents go with you?
Did my parents? Oh, well, yeah. But
what?
Only till I was about, God, I don't know.
Two?
Like, there's a huge gap in my Halloween expedition memories. Like, maybe I just didn't go after a while.
Oh, I always went.
But
I was all about mooching off people. Yeah, my mom never went with me.
No? Too lazy, huh?
No, my mama was not lazy.
I'm just playing.
But, no, I think she just figured you'd roam around all day anyway. Why not just let you roam around all
day? Well, she never wanted you to roam around during the day.
No, but
she wanted you to stay in your yard.
Yeah.
Not go out on the highway.
Yeah, I know. Susie said in Maryland, we had beggars night. We dressed as beggars. It feels not appropriate. And went out at the night after Halloween and begged for leftover candy. Oh, that makes sense. We usually made a better haul on that night than Halloween. And Susie said, I think Halloween's more fun for teenagers because costumes are usually more creative. Interesting.
They are usually more creative for the teenagers than the younger kids.
And usually your parents are definitely not with you if you're a teenager.
Right.
So there's like that element of freedom. You know, like
that
running around in a big, like a big troop of zombies.
And you know, like, my favorite thing to do was when I was a cop on Halloween.
Do we want to know?
Yeah,
is this
going to
open us up for a lawsuit?
No, no, no.
Okay.
Like before, you know, when the night, when it was dark out, but the night was just getting rolling.
Yeah.
I'd go to the grocery store.
Yeah.
And I'd go inside.
Oh, God.
And I'd just mill about for a second.
Uh-huh.
And never failed. Never felt like it'd be in there for 3 minutes. I'd see like two adolescent boys run up to the register with like 100 eggs. And I'd be like, what are you doing? And they'd be like, oh, and I'd be like, go put those eggs back. And then I'd take them outside and let them cut them loose. But
no.
I have actually had to take kids back to their car and speak to their parents. I'm like, what are you doing driving your kids to the grocery store to buy eggs?
What did the parents say?
Whatever the hell they wanted to say. It didn't matter, but they didn't get their eggs. They must have went to the convenience store if they wanted eggs.
Dude, you were a bummer.
I thought it was hilarious.
So you'd like pick up these poor little children.
No,
but just want to do some criminal mischief.
Yeah.
And start their criminal career early on an appropriate night.
Hey, man, eggs can wreak havoc on the siding of a house.
Or a car paint job, probably.
That's right.
Chris would know. Christopher Walsh would know. And then not only did you terrify the children, you would then go to their parents' car.
I'm sure I didn't terrify the parents. If you're driving your kid to the grocery store to get eggs on Halloween night, you're not going to be terrified.
Right. You're kind of scary, oh, babe. I would be scared.
Well, I would be too, but most people wouldn't.
Do you remember any like stories from when you were a cop that like actually happened?
On Halloween?
Yeah, that was scary. Or
scary.
Weird. Or mischief filled.
No.
No.
No, but it was always a fun time. I mean, the first few years were fun. It really got tame. Like, we locked it down so hard.
Yeah.
But the first couple of years, there was some fun, the interventions, we'll say.
Interventions.
You know, just catching people doing stupid stuff.
Oh, man. I feel like there's good stories.
I'm just not getting. The best story ever on Halloween was when they slashed all four of my personal car's tires and broke out the windshield with a piece of firewood.
No.
Yeah.
At the PD?
No, I was parked at my house.
Oh.
At my apartment.
Oh. In Bar Harbor?
Yeah, I just walked to work.
Had you arrested someone?
Oh, yeah, a couple of them.
So you know who did it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, they got vengeance?
Yeah. But it cost me like $100 because it was vandalism, so I just had to pay a tiny little deductible.
Oh, my gosh. Did you swear?
Oh, my God. I was so pissed off. Are you kidding me?
Did you get to keep the firewood?
I couldn't use it.
Oh, that's right, because you're in an apartment.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
But yeah, it was in my front seat.
Did I know you then?
Oh, yeah, baby. You were hitting on me when you were a newspaper reporter.
He lives a fantasy life.
Come on. You always sought me out.
No.
For the clarifying questions on the police log.
When I was a reporter and I did the police beat in Bar Harbor, which wasn't for a very long time, Sean was always the cop that I hoped was there because he was the nicest.
He loved me.
No, because we were the nicest.
She had the lust for me.
I did not. Yes. But he likes to pretend I did. And Lauren Gifford and I, I'm sure Lauren's not watching right now, but Lauren Gifford and I would go in together because I would have such anxiety about going into the police department.
She got the hots.
And all the cops had the hots for Lauren. Like, all of them.
I was the only smart one.
No, Lauren's wonderful.
Well,
Lauren's wonderful.
You're wonderfuler.
No, yeah, it's not a competition. But, like, Lauren was amazing and still is. You should look her up because she's so cool.
Well, let's just say physically you were more attractive to me.
Oh, well, that's because we were meant to be together. All right. So Susie says, if you want to distract little kids on Halloween, try dressing as Santa Claus.
That's a good idea. We have a Santa Claus costume.
Do it, Shawnee. Do it.
Well, the problem is I have 8 inches of arm and 12 inches of leg that hang out because it's a little small.
Sean is quite tall for those of you who don't know us in real life. And the super big Santa suit is a little super short.
I have to be a Santa Claus scarecrow so I can put straw cover up the ends.
That would be scary for the children.
Oh, hell no. Not if I put on like a Halloween the movie mask.
No.
Or just a hockey mask. Like,
no.
Oh, yeah. That's what I'm doing.
No.
Thank you, Susie. I'm washing that shit tomorrow to get the dust off.
Susie is a woman of God, and look at what she just did.
I know. She has given me the best Halloween costume idea ever.
Just teasing, Susie. We love you very much, but
I'm gonna go on
you better not do this.
This podcast is over and get me a long white beard. And then I'm going to put like bones and ketchup for blood in it. No. Looks like I had 8 little kids.
What is wrong
with
you?
I'm going to be Santa Crow.
You know, I've never been anything scary for Halloween.
Dude,
I don't think that surprises anyone, honestly.
Do not let me forget about this, baby.
He's gonna forget.
I'll be so mad.
I don't care. All right, so I care about the children, Sean. All right, so Nancy says, you two.
They're not our kids.
Shawnee, can you read John Bell's comment?
Yeah. Halloween was my favorite night in my teens. I used to roller skate a lot and was very good. When I was 18, I decided I was going to roller skate around the neighborhood at 10 p.m. after drinking way too much. I was on the sidewalk at 56th Street and hit a hole and flew and flopped right into the road as a car was flying right by me.
Oh, no.
By a miracle, the person saw me and swerved and bunny hopped the sidewalk and tore through 3 yards and back onto the road.
Oh!
Is there more to this I can't see?
I think so, but I have to go to Facebook to get to it.
Well, you're going to have to finish up.
I know. Say something.
I went home and went to bed immediately.
Immediately.
Oh, shit.
Although, that's the end.
That's the end?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That was really lame. All right. So, hi.
Hey.
That is crazy.
Man, you guys probably don't even believe that's true, but there was some crazy crap that happened on Fifth Avenue neighborhood.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Like, was that the bad place in town when you were growing up?
No, it wasn't the bad. We just had a couple of drunk adolescents running around.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
And were those drunk adolescents just you guys?
Oh, no. We were pretty straight.
Oh, all right. Oh, you're lying.
Yeah.
Oh, why do you do this to me?
I don't know.
Oh, my God. All right.
I don't know how we used to get beer when we did.
Dee said it would be scarier if they've seen the Christmas Vengeance trailer.
I'm going to have to look that up. Mm-hmm. Model my costume after that.
No, Dee. No.
Yeah, thank you,
Dee.
You and Susie have been my Halloween inspiration. Oh, my God. That's just such a best idea.
No.
And I'm going to put up a pole, like a post, like a scarecrow would be on, and I'm going to stand in front of it perfectly still. And when kids walk up, I'm going to be like, bah!
No.
Yeah.
No.
I did it the other, that 2 or 3 or 4 years ago, remember?
Yes.
That was awesome.
It was terrible.
Because you scare the kids and the parents.
Nancy says, I so miss the Halloweens of my childhood in Southwest Harbor. Honestly, that sounds pretty idyllic,
Nancy. Yeah, Southwest is pretty good. Like, the whole town is a trick-or-treating neighborhood.
Yeah, that sounds lovely. Dee says she's going to send it to me, but that doesn't mean it's going to make it to you, Sean. And Steve says...
Dee, send it to her author website, because I'm an administrator on that. I'll be able to access it.
Don't do that.
Thank you.
Steve says, just make Sean eat more weird S-H-I-T. And John says, man, his memory is terrible, meaning Sean. I used to have my own keg and tap and free ice from work.
John, my memory may not be terrible.
It's terrible.
Maybe I'm just omitting certain things.
So you really do remember your childhood?
Huh?
Huh?
I was never a child.
And there's our Halloween story for the night. Susie said, I see the headline now. Former cop traumatizes small children on Halloween.
Nothing illegal about that.
I'll write the story.
She will. She'll put it on her newspaper.
I'll take video.
And then she'll put a disclaimer. What do you call it?
An editor's note disclaimer.
An editor's note at the bottom.
Yeah, I'll be like, this editor.
I'm married to this fool.
But I do not endorse.
Unbiased reporting. So.
I do not endorse his behavior, nor even share all of his comments and beliefs. We're actually two individuals.
You know, John did have a lot of ice in the keg and a trash can very, very regularly.
Once again, your childhood is nothing like my childhood.
You didn't start drinking on Thursdays?
I didn't start drinking till college.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Not high school?
No.
Really?
No, I wanted to get to college. Like, my whole goal was to get out of there.
You were practicing for college. Don't tell me.
No, my whole goal was to get out of my town.
There's two routes to get to college. Like, drinking frat. Or just S-O, nerdy SATs.
Oh, 30?
Nerdy.
Oh, yeah, I went the nerdy SAT route because I was poor and I had to get scholarships and I had to be a good girl. And now I have this wonderful life. We both ended up in the exact same place, despite the fact that we took totally different routes. Isn't that kind of weird?
Right, that's right.
Yeah. Like, I was all, good girl, work hard. And you're like, party on Thursday.
The thing about it is, when you get older, you're skidding in with the experience. And then people like you that wait, you fall off the edge so hard. You're like, I didn't drink till college, but boy, did I drink in college. Woo! I didn't have sex until college, but boy, when I got to college. You know what I mean?
Is that really?
Huh? No, it's not you.
Oh.
But the drinking part was. I didn't have sex till college. I was 42 when I went to college.
No. Caitlin didn't drink until college either, so she feels that. Thank you. At least I'm not alone.
You're not alone.
I sometimes feel alone.
Like, you know.
Like a weirdo, just hanging out, being weird, all by myself. Nobody getting my jokes. Not being the talent of Sean Farrar.
That's just here in the house, baby.
That's very true. Dee didn't either. Yay.
My word.
I have a cool posse of girls.
Yeah. But how much did y'all drink in college?
I'm not going to ask them because that's rude.
It's not rude.
You got to read that one. I can't read that one.
Steve Mouchet, our ex-real estate agent.
And former friend.
Sean's loss of virginity is a whole other episode. It is a whole other episode.
Will we ever get to hear it?
I mean, I can tell you the story of how it happened, but I won't tell you when.
That might be a good episode. All right, Dee said, you're not alone. You're awesome, and I'm weird right along with you, Carrie and Caitlin. And Caitlin said, weirdo squad.
Well, that doesn't mean
oh, whatever.
What, he waited to college and drink?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Wait, who said that? Caitlin said that and Dee said that?
Yeah.
Can I? Never mind.
Two of my faves. No. And Steve said, ha, 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 ha. And Caitlin said, Halloween who? Yeah, we lost Halloween.
Oh. That's our point here on Loving the Strange.
All right, so I'm going to tell...
We don't research anything, so we got to distract you.
I'm going to tell a scary ghost story from Reader's Digest.
All right.
That just seems wrong. Like, no offense to Reader's Digest, but it's like what you read at the toilet in your Grammy's house.
It used to be before and, cell phones.
Yeah, and like, so you'd read it at the toilet in your Grammy's house, and it doesn't seem like anything super scary is going to happen at the toilet in your Grammy's house. What a setup, Sean.
What?
Yeah.
For who?
You.
I got a setup.
That's a setup.
When I was a kid, I could be at my Grammy's house taking a dump. And I'd have to choose between Reader's Digest or Playboy.
Really?
And I often chose the Reader's Digest.
Are you serious?
Because I love those condensed stories.
Did you really?
And the jokes. Oh my God, they made me laugh.
Wait, you laughed on the potty?
Reader's Digest, the jokes were insane. I used to love them. So I guess I was like a 65-year-old when I was like 7.
You've always been 65. Can we?
I'm not 65 yet.
I know, but you always have been. Can we roll that back, roll the tape back for a little bit?
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, I was in a bathroom recently, and it was the first bathroom I've been in decades. It still had magazines next to the toilet, and there wasn't one friggin' adult magazine in there. I was so disappointed.
So, I know, that's my point. Are you being honest?
Right? I swear to God.
Oh, no.
In,
they had Naughty Magazine in your grandparents' bathroom?
Let's just say this. In like 4 out of 5 of my family's different residences' bathrooms, that was the case.
No!
Outdoor life, Reader's Digest, penthouse. Oh, well.
No!
Yeah.
How little were you when you saw these?
I don't know. Like, I don't know that answer. But I know that, I don't know.
And that was just like respectable, normal behavior?
Babe, you know there's other things about my family that I'm not going to say on this thing that were just acceptable, normal behavior.
Okay. The only time I saw a Naughty Magazine, there were 3 times before college.
Oh, was that in the woods?
Yes, I saw a piece of paper out
Everybody
in the woods by the highway.
Was when they were a kid, spent time in the woods.
I saw it and I cried and I brought it home to my mom. And my mom was, and I was like, I found it. And I knew it was wrong, but I couldn't quite figure it out because I was that little. And my mom was like, baby, it's okay. You looked, it's just natural human curiosity, honey. It's okay. And she was so sweet. And then the second time, I was babysitting at the house of someone who's now famous.
Yeah.
And they had Playgirl.
What?
And then
that was dudes. How'd you like that?
I was
you
like,
I loved it.
No, I was like, so
I'm sorry, I don't live up to any of those.
I was so freaked out that I like stashed it back underneath like the people and like magazines. And I was like, and I like couldn't handle it. And then the third time was that Sean Young was working at a convenience store and everybody knew how stupid I was about this kind of stuff. And they opened up a centerfold and shoved it in my face, and this is a scary Halloween story because I said, because it was like back before people were naked and all these things in a hairless way, and I said, oh my God, what's wrong with that dog? What happened to it? Because I thought it was a dog wound, and everybody fell down laughing, and I didn't outlive it, but thankfully we went to college really soon.
I don't blame him for falling down laughing.
Yeah, and so that's my dirty magazine history, unlike yours. Like, yeah. I can't even imagine having that in our house. Not under a mattress, maybe. Like, maybe they had them under mattresses.
Only because
I don't know.
My mom doesn't listen to this while I say this, but I used to go to my parents' bedroom, and I'd grab a hold of the cardboard box and pull it out from under the bed. It was chock full.
No, it wasn't.
Oh, yeah. Don't tell me.
We have such different histories.
Oh, yeah, we do.
Oh.
Most definitely.
No. How are we together? Steve said, total Florida man stuff. Ah, ha, 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 ha. I'm dying here. And best episode ever, of course.
It's not just Florida man stuff. Because you might find dirty magazines out in the woods. But it was here in Maine that I found Remember, you were with me.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I don't know if you should tell that story.
It's kind of Halloween.
Oh, no. Caitlin said the one episode I had my mom.
Oh, no. No. All right. Let's go back to Halloween.
We are so sorry. We're going back to Halloween now. All
right. Carrie's usually not this naughty.
I'm not naughty. All right. So here, from Reader's Digest, rolling back the tape.
That's what got us here.
Nothing else happened. Reader's Digest. All right, here's a story verbatim, right?
Oh, sorry, Caitlin. Sorry, Caitlin's mom. All
right, this very, very, very scary and PG story. So, my daughter Diane and I had a playful poltergeist for years, and we called it Billy. So begins Reddit.com user Abby's Alibi in their real-life ghost story. I'd come home and find something put in a weird place, milk in a cupboard, toilet paper in the fridge.
That happens to me all the time. It's kind of true.
Laundry detergent in the bathtub. Diane once called me to ask if Billy had been around because she couldn't find a gallon of milk. We finally found it outside on her back steps. And sugar, darn sugar. Every morning my sugar bowl was empty. When I'd had enough, I would point to Diane's home and yell, "Go see Diane." Within 5 minutes, I'd get a call from her. "Thanks a lot," she'd say. He'd gone and pulled shenanigans at her place. This occurred for the entire 2 years we lived there. No one believed us, not even our husbands. My mother thought someone was stealing from us when we were sleeping or out of the house. My sister believed something was going on, but didn't know what. I still can't explain any of it. It was like...
It was the creepy neighbor.
It sounds like...
He could hear through the walls, so he went over to the neighbor's house and ate her sugar.
It's weird.
Amen.
Like, either way, it's creepy. Like, if it's a poltergeist doing Halloween pranks, it's creepy. If it's some guy living in their attics, it's creepy. Like, either way. Right?
Yeah.
No?
No, you're right.
All
right. I'm sorry. What? I got distracted.
Bye.
By Caitlin's thing that you have up.
By Caitlin saying Playboy in the bathroom.
Yeah.
And Dee said, or maybe there's a giant boy living
exactly
in the walls.
That's what I'm talking
right,
about.
Right, right. Or in the
they
attic.
In the walls.
Yeah.
How many people? There used to be a movie about that.
Dee,
I mean,
just
I'm
said
sure
it.
That movie still exists.
Dee just said.
The boy?
Yeah.
Is that the movie?
Yeah.
I don't know if that's the one I'm talking about, but yeah. Actually, the one I think the one I'm talking about was like a whole family that lived in the wall. Or it started out that way, but during the movie, it was just the kids or something. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, yeah. That's
pretty cool, though. It's a voyeur's dream.
Caitlin's mom is listening. All right,
I didn't say I was a freaking voyeur.
I'm just saying. I don't think you should go down that path.
All right.
All right. Because we're good little manners. All right. So I have
I'm Florida. I'm a Floridian.
Manor now.
I'm so, not a Mainer now.
All right, we'll never be Mainers because we aren't born here.
That's right.
Steve said people under the stairs. And
might be the one.
And Dee said, nope, this one was just a boy and it was creepy. Like, I watched it with my bestie and wasn't expecting the twist.
Hmm.
I wonder
what
the twist
is. We're gonna have to watch that. The boy, is that what it's called?
Yep.
The boy?
Alright, I have another Reader's Digest. Ready?
What is it with your Reader's Digest today?
Well, I don't know.
It's like, wholesome?
I feel like sometimes when I'm doing the podcast, it feels like I'm sitting on the toilet. All right, so a few years ago.
This is not a Wordle podcast.
Oh, my God. Sean's implying that everybody does Wordle while on their cell phones on the toilet.
Look, if you don't do Wordle during your first poop of the day, you're not a busy person, okay? That's the only time I can squeeze it in.
Or squeeze it out. I'm sorry, Caitlin's mom.
Hey, baby, I'm proud of you.
I feel so bad for Caitlin's mom. Okay, so here's my other scary story from Reader's Digest. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
A few years ago, I moved into a one-bedroom apartment in Melbourne, Australia. It was my first time living on my own. The apartment block had been built in the 1930s. I'd been there for a few months when I came home from work one day and went into the bathroom. I saw something strange, a wooden board which had covered a hole in the ceiling that led to a small attic space, lay fractured in two pieces on the ground. I examined the pieces. The board was an inch thick, and it would have taken Bruce Lee to break it. I thought the landlord had sent someone up to work on the attic. I was frozen stiff with fear. Someone is up there for sure, I thought. I emailed pictures to the landlord, asking if anyone had been there, with an undertone of annoyance since she hadn't warned me. Her reply read, "Please call me as soon as you are able to." I called, and she explained that the last two tenants had the same thing happen. She promised to replace the board, and she did. A month later, I woke up one night around 4 a.m. My body was covered in goosebumps. It felt like someone was rubbing his or her hands on me. Everything was silent, but then I heard a dragging sound coming from above my bed. It was as if someone was pulling a sack of potatoes. I froze, convinced someone was up there. There's no way an animal could make that sound. After 5 minutes, I worked up the courage to turn on the light, armed myself with a cricket bat, and walked to the bathroom. That's when I saw that the new board covering the hole was broken in two. I felt sick. The dragging sound had stopped, but I heard something else, whispering. The sound was clear and coming from the attic. It sounded like children's voices, and I could hear one sentence repeated over and over. It's your turn. It's your turn.
That's kind of scary.
Dude, can you imagine?
Like, I'd be going up in that attic. Gun first.
Would you really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh. I switched on every light in the apartment to make things feel normal. It was 5 a.m. and dark outside. I watched TV to try to unwind. Then a fuse blew. How would you stay in there? How would you stay in there, honestly, though?
What? Why would you try to distract? Why not face the problem?
I know.
Because it could be a raccoon. What if it's a raccoon that got hit by a car and its back legs not working? It has to drag its lower body across
the floor. But why would it say it's your turn?
That could be anything. That's like a, what do you call it? An EVP on Ghost Adventures. Jack, I'm going to kill you.
It always says,
I'm going to kill you. Oh my God.
That's so true. All right, so then a fuse blew. My pet budgie Dexter, they named their bird Dexter, like the serial killer. It was the bird whom I kept in the kitchen, usually never made a sound at night, but he started squawking like he was being strangled. I'd never heard him make those kind of noises. He was screaming. I grabbed my car keys, ran out. She left the bird.
She abandoned the bird. Her one and only friend in the whole world.
Oh, no.
And she left him behind.
Sat in my car and waited there until the sun came up. When I saw people walking their dogs, this comforted me enough to go back in. That wouldn't work for me.
Can I borrow your dog for a minute, please?
And you? Can we all just go in here? The front door was open, but I figured I might have forgotten to close it when I ran out. I went to the kitchen to check on Dexter, but he wasn't in his cage.
All I found was a puff of feathers.
Wait, I felt sick again. All my windows were closed, so I looked everywhere inside. When I walked to the bathroom, I heard splashing. Dexter was half drowned in the toilet. I took him out, washed him, and dried him. I was so confused. At 8 a.m., I called the landlord and gave her a watered-down version of the night. Oh, wow. You heard the whispering, too, she said. I stayed in that apartment for another 18 months. I heard the whispering on a few occasions.
Well,
and twice,
that's your own damn fault.
And twice the board covering the hole in the ceiling moved. Although I live elsewhere now, the landlord recently called. She said that her new tenant's bed begged to speak with me about some of the stuff that's been going on. Forget it. It's their problem now. End of story.
Tough. Now she's tough.
That woman.
Did she say her bird Dexter was a parakeet?
A budgie.
Yeah, that's a parakeet. So I don't know what it is. When I was a kid, I used to have parakeets.
Yeah.
One time my parakeet got out of the cage. And we were like getting ready to leave town for like a week. Like immediately. My mom was like doing like washing by hand like the last couple dishes, and this fucking
language
flew right into the sink full of soapy water, just like her stupid Dexter.
Oh, interesting.
And I was like, oh my God, parakeet. So I pulled it out, and I dried it off, and I put it in his cage. I was like, he's going to die while we're gone because he got wet and he's going to get sick. But he didn't.
Well, that's
he was
great.
Fine when we got back.
Was his name Dexter, too?
No.
No.
I don't remember his name.
And that's your takeaway from that story?
Oh, yeah.
I think that's important.
All the rest of that is just bullcrap, because if you're not going to stick your head up in the attic and investigate, don't tell me the story. No, I don't want to hear a horror story. If you're going to just live with it and not investigate it.
Maybe she wouldn't have lived with it if she had investigated.
Well, maybe. She would have lived, but maybe she would have not lived there and made herself suffer.
Maybe
maybe she would have figured out that it was a raccoon that got hit by a car and it was dragging its ass in.
For that long? Through multiple tenants?
Probably not.
Okay.
But it doesn't matter. It could have been a particular defect in the house, like a vent in the attic. On a particular wind pattern made this noise or something. And the board thing, that's creepy, but, you know.
You know, my takeaway from this.
There's only one way for a board that's that heavy duty to get broken is for somebody up above to step on it. So if they don't fall through the hole, then you need to stick your head up in the hole and see what the hell's going on.
Okay. We're not all big, scary people like you.
Hire somebody. Call the police.
I would have called the police, I think. Anyways, or I would have called a cute cop who I knew. Anyways, there's, I forgot what I was going to say.
Of course you did.
Because I was thinking how cute you are. You're just so cute. You're just so cute. So.
I can still arrest you, but.
Caitlin's mom is listening.
And she's laughing. You're way behind on the comments.
I'm trying to finish the story and have some like flow to the podcast.
It's been flowing just fine.
I was going to make a really crude joke there.
Yeah,
too.
I mean, I know.
Okay, so the point here is what I wanted to say about this person is they don't care. Like, all they are is about themselves, man. They didn't want to help out the tenants by telling them their story. And they didn't take care of their own Dexter. You know what I mean? They just, like, were like, poop, I'm done.
I really, honestly.
I don't think that's cool.
I mean, I know people are super different than me, but I have a hard time believing stories like that when people don't even begin to investigate the cause.
I think it's normal to not go up there. I think people... That's a very normal thing. I think that because you are used to conflict and you're very strong and tall, that sounds like I'm buttering you up, but because you're strong and tall and you're used to conflict, like you or Steve or John Bell, you all are probably going to peek up there, right?
Yeah.
But someone like me, it would take I would.
I would die.
I actually would die. I
mean, you wouldn't do it right, but.
I wouldn't do it right, of course not, but I would try. My God. Sean's a nicest
like
husband, Carrie. He's so sweet to you.
Don't hurt me. I'm coming out.
I'd be like, hey, Ghosty, we can be friends. Okay, murderer, I have water bottles.
Never mind the smoking stage in my hand.
It would be really bad. All right, so Susie. Has a story.
Yeah.
Do you want to read it? Because sure. I had to read that big long
one.
This
is a scary Halloween story by Madeline Susie Gowie Burks. The year is 1957. The cars are cool. I made that up. For Halloween, my older brother was Porky Pig.
Oh my gosh.
And I was Foghorn Leghorn. That's awesome.
I don't know who that is.
What? How can you not know who Foghorn Leghorn is?
I'm so sorry, honey.
You don't know who Foghorn Leghorn or Porky Pig is?
I know who Porky Pig
but
is.
But you don't know Foghorn Leghorn? Oh my God, he was a giant rooster. And what do you mean, huh?
Was he with Bugs Bunny and he was sort of black and white and had the red thing?
This is all Bugs Bunny offshoot stuff.
Okay, all right. I think I might know who it is.
Anyways. The masks from papier-mâché, creepy. I bet they're worth $1 million now. We kept our costumes in the bottom drawer of a dresser, and our baby brother would open the drawer, see the mask, and burst into tears. Close the drawer, then open it again, and scream and cry. And we would laugh. Not creepy, but that's hilarious.
I would be the baby brother.
Dude, I could do that to Carrie or Emily right now and get the same reaction.
I have a really big jump scare reflex. I think I'm always telling Sean that my people were not warriors, but we were really good at running away and jumping. And that's the only reason we survived.
Yeah, she's like a grasshopper.
It's really bad. All right. Caitlin said, the firm I work at, one of the attorneys from a long time ago had a heart attack in the office I'm in now. Occasionally, my phone dials random numbers or people in the office. That's some creepiness for you.
Yeah, that is creepy. That's cool, actually.
That is cool. But creepy.
He should be like, maybe he's dialing like one of his old girlfriends or something.
You don't know anything about this lawyer. What? You're making a lot of assumptions. Maybe it's his wife. Be disparaging.
If somebody answers the phone, just ask. Try to get some history.
D said, I don't play Wordle.
D, I don't blame you. I've tried to quit Wordle like twice. And now it's like Brokeback Mountain. Why can't I quit you?
You can't quit him.
I just can't quit you.
He thinks about the Wordle all the time. Caitlin said, I'm dying at even mentioning my mom, and she's laughing along with us.
That was like 12 minutes ago.
I know. And in Missouri, realtors don't have to share hauntings, murders, etc. when selling a house.
I don't know if they have to either.
I don't know. Here. We should ask Steve. Yeah, if he's still here. He might not be, because we're not talking about poop or sex
anymore.
Steve,
you gotta share paranormal crap when you sell a house on the disclosure.
If you're listening.
If you're listening.
And capable of typing and not driving.
Yeah. Get off of the dating site.
And he often like texts and drives, I think. So don't do that. I mean, listens as he drives. So don't text and drive. He never texts and drives because he's a good law-abiding citizen.
He's got a really fancy brand new Pinta with like all the electronics in it.
That's really, really funny. He doesn't have a Pinta. Yeah. He has a posh car. Far too posh for us. Right?
Yeah, I don't want a posh car.
You know, when you were talking about that other story, when I was reading that story, actually, about the Reader's Digest and the 80-year person in the story didn't tell the new tenants, It reminded me about how we used to have a house, and we knew somebody who lived there, and I immediately asked them.
Oh, well, they didn't sell us the house,
though. No, they didn't sell us the house. But this person hadn't sold the house either. She was a renter, and they were a renter. So,
right.
And the landlord seemed totally chill with everybody talking about it. So, yeah. But I called them about the house and they told me, boom, immediately their ghost story. You know what I mean? Like they never would have not told me.
No, they
wouldn't. And that's a nice thing to do.
Hesitate.
Be nice and sharing. Be nice and sharing.
I don't own that house anymore, but
no.
Carrie didn't like it.
It was creepy.
No, it was
creepy.
It was a bad location.
It was creepy. Dee said that she would have moved immediately, and she's going to send me, I think, foghorn. And then...
Foghorn, leghorn.
I don't know.
It's not log leg, foghorn, or whatever you said. It's foghorn, leghorn. Well, I can't remember his tagline. Dee probably knows it, but I don't know.
It's probably hard
to type. What?
Dee knows everything.
I know.
And Sayer says, OMG, how are you?
We're barely surviving.
I know.
No,
we're not. Oh, I don't have it from D.
Boudoir Adventures.
No. Oh, all right. So the movie is called Violent Night.
What's that?
The movie D was talking about.
What movie? The Boy?
No, it's
That's
like
a different movie.
It's starring that guy from Stranger Things and Marvel, where he's like Black Widow's dad.
Why are you talking to me about Marvel and expecting me to know what the hell you're talking about?
I don't know, baby. I don't know. I forget how
Dee probably knows
pop culture you are sometimes.
No, I don't know nothing about pop culture.
He don't know nothing, which means he knows everything because he double negatived.
This is what I know about pop culture. Pete Davidson was dating Kim Kardashian, and pretty soon he's going to be dating Tom Brady's ex-wife.
He has like bets out on this.
Man, I hope that's true.
He really wants that to happen.
He says he already sent it to
you. Oh, man. I just.
But they're not divorced yet, but.
Wow.
So Pete, he's a classy enough guy to wait to move in.
Like, you know, a couple. Exactly, Caitlin. Double negative.
What's a double negative?
You did a double negative.
When?
I called you out on it when you did it.
I did not hear that. What did I say?
I think it was I ain't got no, or I don't have no, or it was one of those.
Got no satisfaction.
I knew you were going to do that.
Rolling Stones.
I knew
double
that.
Negatives.
That, which allowed. Means he has satisfaction.
They're allowed.
Which ruins the whole entire point of the song.
All right. And you, baby.
Oh, my gosh. Anyway. And Dee says all of his exes say Pete's a really nice guy. That's why everybody likes him.
Pete's a sweet guy.
Yeah. Caitlin said, Sean, spelled your name every way except the correct
except
one.
The right way,
it's killing me tonight. I'm laugh crying. Caitlin, that's why we call him the talent.
It's S-H-A-U-N.
Yeah.
In the style of fine Irishry.
That you're only 3% now.
I'm all Scottish now.
DNA ancestry stuff. No, you're not.
They keep changing that crap.
You're not all Scottish.
I know I'm not all Scottish.
Sorry.
I'm a little Russian, a little German, a little bit of everything.
He's a little bit rock
I'm all
and roll.
The conservative stuff, apparently.
Apparently. Caitlin apologizes.
No sorry.
No, no one. He doesn't care.
I don't give a crap.
He does not care. He couldn't come close to caring. He just isn't like that. And that is our haunted Halloween weird.
We didn't
strange...
talk about Halloween. For crap.
We did. We did a little bit. We started off intellectual, and then we progressed down the toilet, like we always do in a live podcast.
To the toilet.
Next to the toilet.
Or on the back.
I don't
See,
even know
Reader's
if this
Digest
recorded.
Were always on the tank. The other magazines were next to the toilet.
Wow, that's very specific.
Well, that's how it was.
That is a scary Halloween story to me, honestly. You growing up like that and now marry you?
Yeah, what's wrong with that? We don't have magazines in our bathroom.
And now we never will. Thank
we
you.
We don't have any of those kind of magazines.
No, we don't.
Because it's called the internet now.
Caitlin says we have the rest of October to talk about Halloween. That's probably
that's true. That'll be our fallback.
Good luck in your creepy office, Caitlin. Doug Marshall, congratulations on your new grandbaby if you're still here. Susie, keep getting better. Steve, I hope that you're driving safely. And Dee, I hope your Friday got better.
And John Bell.
And John Bell.
To work three more 16-hour days.
Oh, my God, that poor man.
I do want to say Doug's been popping out the grandbabies like crazy lately.
I know, but it's not really him popping them out.
I know, but I thought it was funny.
It is funny. You're just the talent, Sean. You're too funny. No. All right. Thanks, everyone, for listening.
Have a great weekend long for some of you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And have,
it's Indigenous Peoples Weekend.
And have a
for
great.
Some people.
Not in our town, though.
Not in our town. It's not a town holiday.
Weird. But have a great weekend or Friday night or
and
just
thanks
life.
Thanks for listening and watching.
Yeah. Thank you for listening to Loving the Strange. Please be sure to like and subscribe. And remember, embrace the strange. New episodes every Saturday, live streaming Fridays. Go get your strange on, friends. Thanks for listening.